It's Mesabi Limited. Mr. Cahoney again.
Thank you, Your Honors. As I noted in the a moment ago, the patents, the key aspect of Bitemark's patents here is really an improvement in computer technology to solve the problem of moving large masses of population on and off various transportation systems, and to overcome the barcoding challenge, barcoding LCD monitors, which is ineffective, time-consuming, inefficient, if it even works. The patents, the 993 and 967 patents, the claims of the 967 and 993 patents were found to be valid at the patent office, you know, and patent eligible. In particular, the claims of the 993 patent was reviewed by an expert, by a 101 expert at the patent office. We requested that specifically because of the controversies and inconsistencies of the law and application of the law in this area of the law. And in light of the 101 expert's review, which is not usual that, that happens at the office, the claims were found to meet that standard. There's a public policy interest in for the innovation community to be able to rely on patents that are found valid by the patent office, and especially when they're reviewed by experts in the particular field. The district court in this particular case, in finding that these claims were not eligible, failed to even address what the legal appropriate legal standard is, and whether, which under Berkheimer and progeny and under ChargePoint versus SEMA Connect 920 Federal 3rd, Federal Circuit 2019, and many other cases, make clear that with respect to Alice, the step two of the Alice analysis, whether or not there's an inventive concept, the court needs to consider the facts, and if there are disputes of facts here. In this case, there's no citation to Bitemark's non-challenge expert, Dr. Gottesman, who found that, in fact, this particular set of claim elements of these patents and a combination of these claim elements was, in fact, an improvement of computer technology over the barcoding technology. Those facts and the testimony of the expert in this case, Bitemark's expert, was never discussed or analyzed under step two. And let alone considering the fact that the court has now established and clarified that it's the challenger that must prove invalidity or step two of Alice by clear and convincing evidence. So Bitemark didn't have the burden to prove that the patents were valid. They already were found valid by the patent office. And we had competing testimony of two experts on this subject, never considered by the district court, never even referenced appropriate standard. Let alone that, never applied the relevant standard. Just concluded because the court found that step one of Alice, that this is an abstract idea, was met, and then therefore it followed that step two was met. I mean, in this case, we also have a situation where CBMs were filed at the patent office later.
They weren't instituted, right?
They were not instituted. That's
so
right.
They didn't actually analyze the one.
They didn't. They did not. Yes, you're correct. They weren't instituted, and mainly because they weren't found to be financial methods or financial technology related technology.
Product or service.
I'm sorry.
Product or service.
Product or service. Yes, Your Honor. We also had in a separate case. In the Southern District of New York, Judge Gardeffi reviewed these same claim elements. And he found that the improvement, and this is, again, pointing to the fact that there is a factual dispute. The court denied a motion to dismiss, pointing that he found that there was a suggestion that the improvement over barcode technology and the use of tokens and visual validation did suggest an improvement in technology that would be eligible for 101, and he dismissed a challenge there. We have competing expert testimony. We have related applications on the same specification that the district court, we argued, inappropriately relied on that were later granted, just recently granted, this past summer were granted by the USPTO. On this exact same specification, finding that they did meet the new guidelines of patentability. And so the court looked at an office action. I say the court, the district court, looked at an office action on some of these claims, on these other related applications, and found that because they were preliminarily rejected under 101, that meant that that somehow supported finding it's not eligible. All those applications and patent claims, most of all those claims were ultimately found to be eligible and the patents issued. So you got the same claims and the same specification, very similar claims and technology being found just as of 6 months ago by the USPTO to be eligible. You got a federal judge in New York who looks at this and says, this suggests eligibility under 101. You got factual disputes here between competing experts on whether or not Alice Step 2, whether or not these elements alone in combination are an inventive concept. You have a 101 expert at the USPTO reviewing the 993 patent, finding it to be meeting the qualification. And you have no analysis whatsoever of the facts, even an articulation of the legal standard, an application of the legal standard. And then you also have, to make things worse, you have this no analysis of representative claims. There are different dependent claims that have different claim elements. For example, most notably, we pointed out in our brief, claim 13, which speaks to the visual validation being transmitted without internet connection, for example. There was no analysis as how claim one, how these other claims, or claim one was representative of the dependent claims. No analysis there, just a cross the board invalidation of all these claims. Bitemark is a company that's a practicing entity, is what the first to bring this technology to market. After Bitemark brought this to market, companies throughout the country have followed the same technology as a new way of commercial ticketing from Honolulu, Toronto to Dallas, all over the country. So this was a real breakthrough and a solution to an old problem that was already using computer technology, was using barcoding. So this goes directly at the center of, example case of when an improvement in computer technology solves a real problem and uses technology in a novel way, again with the tokens, the transfer of the visual validation object after authentication at the server level, and all the other security features. And there are so many factual disputes here. I'll save the rest of my time for rebuttal, unless there's any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Lalonde.
Morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Doug Lalonde. I'm here with my co-counsel, Mr. Fluler, Mr. Donahue, today. The case here really focuses on, did the non-moving party here satisfy the Berkheimer standard of identifying a material issue and dispute as to step one and step two of Alice? Here, the underlying court said they failed to meet their rebuttal burden of identifying a material issue and dispute as to step one and step two. And we agree, and our paper is very clear on that particular point. What I want to point out real quick is that when the patent owner here failed in both steps of Alice, the lower court was correct in finding that the claims were directed towards the abstract idea of verifying the authenticity of the ticket. And I want to show you a few points in the specification that that brings home that point that maybe it's not clear on the underlying record. So I want to clarify that. Then secondly, that they fail on the Alice step because this is nothing more than a generic use of computer technology. And the claims add nothing more. There's no inventive concept identified in the claim elements. And that's what the cases before us here talk requires to do. Look at the claim elements to see if there's anything more added. Now, if I could direct your attention to the patent specification, and I just want to focus on step one, where the lower court found that the abstract idea here was on verifying the authenticity of the ticket. If I could direct the court's attention to APPX 103, please. That is column one of the 967 patent. The 967 patent and the 993 both use the same spec. If we look at column 1, line 34 and 35, they're talking about the prior art systems that this patent here is supposed to have improved upon. Column 1, 35 of the 967 patent talks about looking at the paper ticket and tearing it in half. What they were talking about here is that the problem with the old systems is that the scanning process was fraught with error, and the time taken to verify the electronic ticket far exceeds the old system. That is, taking a paper ticket, you hand it to the ticket taker, they tear the ticket in half, that's the old technology. If you look up above, the next technology that this patent claims to improve upon is found, again, in column 1, line 28, where it says, in one example of the prior art, an electronic ticket is displayed as a barcode on the recipient's telephone display screen. The telephone is then placed on a scanner and et cetera. You can see that yourself. This is the prior technology that this was supposed to replace. Now, let's zoom forward. Let's look at the patent owner's own language and specification. Column 2, line 25, it's referencing, however, when the ticket is to be taken, the verification is determined by a larger visual object than a human can perceive without a machine scanning it. So basically, the improvement here is taking a picture, and we see the picture, which is found on APX 91. And this was right in Magistrate Payne's underlying decision, which Judge Gilstrap affirmed. If we look at APX 91, the alleged invention here is putting a picture on your phone of a sailboat. That's the visual validation display object. Your Honor, this concept that's presented here under the step one analysis is nothing more than the abstract idea of verifying the authenticity of the ticket and nothing more. And there was no question of fact on that point. In fact, if we look at what the our opposing party here indicated with respect to what the claims are directed towards, which is what we're supposed to look at down below in the lower court, the bite mark here, said the claims are not directed to an abstract idea where the claim solution is necessarily rooted in computer technology in order to overcome a problem specifically arising in the realm of computers. They shifted. You see that there's nothing in the specification in the front where I talk about. They're not talking about improved computer technology because that's not the invention here. They've shifted during the litigation to try to talk about that's the eureka moment. This is something well-founded in computer technology, but that's not the case, and that's not the record before us. Now, let's look at the actual facts. I believe I heard the appellant say there was no challenge facts by the experts. Can I direct you to the record of what the experts actually said? If you look at APPX 3398 and APPX 3397, we see a one paragraph statement by the expert, Dr. Gossman, and he had in one long paragraph is their assessment of step one and step two. So bottom of page 3397, you see where it says the claims of the patents do not involve a method of doing business, but rather involves a unique use of technology to improve the way servers and computers communicate with a transfer information, et cetera, et cetera. I won't bore you. I want to point you to the actual record evidence that the appellant put forth in the record to support their step one and step two analysis. By contrast, if I can direct you to...
So you're saying the discussion here on page 3397 is the actual evidence that they relied on.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. If you look at the evidence that the court considered with respect to the step one analysis by the moving party here, which was my client, Mesabi, if I can direct your attention to Dr. Sigurd's declaration, APPX 406, and also his declaration, APPX 1862. There are pages and pages of analysis by our expert regarding the fact that the computers here, for example, paragraph 59 found on page 406, our expert said, the asserted claims all utilize computers merely as tools to execute a fundamental economic practice or method of organizing human activities.
Can I interrupt you for a minute? I think your point here is that they're talking in very general terms. They haven't identified anywhere where this tokenization technique is new and novel or something different, or they had, in order to be able to avoid the use of barcodes, they had to come up with something that was technically different. There was, in implementing this idea, there was nothing that they had to do new technically.
There's nothing more under the standard.
Okay.
And this was in the case we just heard before us, the SAP America and Vespic case. On the part one analysis, this court looked at an abstract idea of collecting information. Okay, we talked about that. That didn't satisfy part one. That's on par with this here. And part two under SAP, which of course that's, we're talking about the electric power case. Step two, there's nothing significantly more. Merely presenting results, which is what we were talking about in electric power, we cite that in our case, merely presenting results is not anything significantly more. Here, merely presenting the figure five boat on your...
But I think they're not relying on the boat necessarily for their... They're not talking about the display of the boat being the thing that's technically different. I think they're trying to say that what's technically different is that back-end process of sending the token and then having it validated and then having something sent back, right? Isn't, I mean, maybe I'm misunderstanding.
I think that's
like
fair, Your Honor.
You're oversimplifying a little bit by just focusing on the boat.
Right. So let's focus on the step two analysis. Is there anything more? So let's look at the actual evidence, pointing back to their declarant at 3397 and 3398. Nothing in the one paragraph provided by their expert provides anything more with respect to a particular claim element. And I don't want to repeat what's in our briefs, but we're pretty clear about they didn't meet their burden under step one and step two. We, as the moving party, and this is a pretty clear Berkheimer case, I think, our motion for summary judgment. We had a very well-developed record down below. We had depositions, we have declarations, interrogatories, document requests, we had claim construction, which the claims are not at dispute here. The record down below is very, very well developed. And the court properly found this is not even a close case. If you look at Magistrate Payne's report and recommendation, he found no material issue in dispute on either step one or step two. Does the court have any question on step one or step two? No?
Anything further?
Sorry?
Anything further?
Give me one moment. I would say, I have 5 minutes. I don't mean to bore you, but this case is on par with Smart Systems and Planet Bingo, which is a case relied upon by the lower court. This case is distinguishable from Ancora and Fish and Thales. We've identified those and talked about those in our pleadings down below. There simply is no technological improvement here, and they did meet their standard. We ask for affirmance on the underlying decision. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Tahani.
Misabi's claim that Dr. Gottesman, Bitemark's expert, did not address the barcoding and the problems with LCD screens and the elements is demonstrably false. I have various citations. Dr. Gottesman specifically testified that, quote, the patents involve a unique use of technology to improve the way servers and computers communicate with and transfer information with remote devices in the context of implementing visual validation ticketing. Appendix 2781 to 2782. The use of tokens as disclosed in the claims provide non-conventional security protocols. Appendix 2781 to 2782. The combination of claim elements taught by Bitemark's inventions and patents is a new and useful improvement of existing technology that was not known at the time of the invention and amounts to significantly more than merely distributing and visually validating electronic tickets. Appendix 2730, Appendix 2750 through 2751. Prior to the 967 patent, quote, it was not known to have a previously purchased electronic ticket that is activated by a server system determining that a received token, which is associated with a request to verify a purchase of a previously purchased electronic ticket, is valid, and transmitting to the user's computer device a data file, including a visual validation display object, configured to be readily recognizable by a ticket taker. Appendix 2733. Bimark's invention provided an early solution to the need for distributing electronic ticketing in a practical, efficient, and secure manner. Appendix 2730. The problem with the earlier systems was that, this is my last quote, the problem with the earlier systems that was computer, that was the computer scanning process is fraught with error, as barcode scanners were not designed to read lit LCD screens. Appendix 2750 to 2751. The Bimark inventions eliminated the need to use barcode scanners on LCD displays and improved the ticket verification process. Appendix 2730, appendix 2750 to 2751. So I'm not sure what the representation was a few moments ago. There was a plethora of specific, very detailed testimony by Dr. Gottesman that was never considered by the district court judge. Clearly what I just covered here, which is out of the record, and this is all the testimony of our expert, going through very specific claim elements and pointing to these very specific claim elements in the claims of the 967 and 993, and pointing out that these claim elements in combination specifically disclose an improvement over the existing technology of scanning lit LCD monitors. So none of this evidence, which was competing and contradictory to Mesabi's expert, was ever analyzed. The court never identified what legal standard he was to analyze this under, that it was a clear and convincing evidence standard that was required to be analyzed. Mesabi's counsel keeps on arguing that we never met our burden. Excuse me, the burden, the patents are presumed valid, Your Honors. The patents are presumed valid. And it was Mesabi's burden to prove invalidity or failing to meet the failing to be eligible under the clear and convincing standard. And with such detailed competing testimony by a qualified expert that was never, whose qualifications were never challenged, a doctor, an expert, PhD, computer science in this very field, putting forward very specifically why this is an improvement in technology, does that not alone create a question of fact? How has Mesabi proven by clear and convincing evidence that these claim elements in combination, the transfer of the token and the validation and authentication of a token and the transfer of visual validation object, as Judge Stoll pointed out, yes, it's not about a boat. The boat is just an example of a visual image. And by the way, the image is, as the patent specification states, it's a combination of colors and images, but that's just the end result of the implementation of the claim elements. That's one word. The boat is just the one word in the claim, the visual validation object. And what Mesabi has tried to argue here is that the word visual validation object, which is one word of all these claim elements, that equals the invention. That's not at all the invention. The invention, as Your Honor pointed out, is this process of getting this image in a secure way. We all would agree here that an image to enter a venue has been around for 1,000 years maybe. But that's not what we're talking about. It's how can you combine the sort of efficiencies and practicalities of old school, efficient, quick, eyesight recognizable tickets with the security features that you can get that image within minutes of entering the venue and it can't be hacked in a practical and inexpensive way. And nobody did this. Nobody did this until in the United States. Nobody did this on a large scale like Bimark did it. Then everybody else started to do it. This was a solution. There was commercial success. That is not a factor in 101, but it goes to 103. Commercial success was a new way to efficiently move crowds by using a secured process of very specific elements of moving a token, validating the token, and independence of validation of the token, transmitting the visual validation object. Like the case Bascom Globe Internet versus AT&T, 827, Federal 3rd, 1341, this court held in 2016 that even though website filtering technology was already around, the court held that the fact that there was an improvement by centralizing the filtering and selecting how it was going to be filtered, that was an improvement that solved the problem in protecting security information, not giving employees access to particular information and other kinds of considerations, that was sufficient to meet eligibility. And the Smart case that is referenced, Smart Systems case, That was a case completely distinguishable. That was a financial, a non-conventional financial data case, basically using bank card data as the same bank card data that we all have, and then just using that as the authenticating features for ticketing. First of all, as we know, the petitions were denied. This is not a covered business method to start with. These were not covered business method. The patent office determined these are not covered business method. That's just as a matter of sort of context. But also, we're not using, this is not even an improvement of barcode technology, which Bascom would suggest that even an improvement of existing computer technology could satisfy eligibility. But this is not even that. This is a whole new way, sophisticated way. And the market has also acknowledged that it's new. Once ByteMark did this, then everybody else started to do it. Now across the country, people are using this visual validation ticketing, using various variations of this token validation process. Nobody ever else did it. It solves a problem in the market, and it's clearly eligible. And the related patent applications.
I think we're out of time.
Thank you very much.
Thank both counsel. The case is submitted.